Well, one can only hope that parents are starting to wake up and taking an active interest on what is happening in their schools. Mark Latham and I have been talking about this now for 3 weeks on our television show on 601. Miranda Devine writing brilliantly about it, and Kevin Donnelly. Apart from that, virtually nobody. Though Corey Bernardi, the South Australian Senator, has things to say. We're not prudes. No one's a prude here. But this Ros Ward, the architect of this Safe Schools program, was suspended yesterday from the La Trobe University Research Centre, which administers the program. Anything but safe schools. The university said Ros Ward was suspended for undermining public confidence in the program by pushing unrelated ideologies. And a spokesman for the university said, "We are following our normal HR procedures. We will not be making any further comment." The final straw for the university was a Facebook post by Ward last week calling for the racist Australian flag to be replaced with a red one. She was also forced to resign from another Victorian government educational role on Friday following this Facebook post. Now, the woman's a well-known Marxist, the sort of ideological one-world view she represents makes her totally inappropriate for any involvement in education and the sexualisation of children as young as four under the programs that she's advocating. Now, the Ballarat farmer and gay rights activist, this is the point I'm making, no one's a prude here. Everyone's entitled to argue the case for same-sex marriage or oppose same-sex marriage. That can be done in a sensible and intelligent way in adult conversation. But Rob Mitchell, the Ballarat farmer and a gay rights activist who took on the Napthine government in Victoria for its inaction on homophobic bullying in schools, which is a big issue, is equally critical of this woman, Ros Ward, and the Safe Schools program. He said they are completely out of control. They've lost their core constituency, which is parents of school kids. It's been completely hijacked. It's been derailed. Safe Schools is now busted. Funny word to use. But it's being supported by both major political parties. Everyone, I don't know anyone who doesn't oppose bullying of any kind in schools. But this ideological Safe Schools program goes way, way beyond bullying, and it has to be removed immediately. I will be raising this issue again with Prime Minister Turnbull.